Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Allison 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Allison's morning show. It's home day. It's 9:12 already. Boy, we're getting going on this a little late. But I do see that we have our sheep well trained. All the lines are lit up. 800-400-3697. Someone is going to win a trip for two to see Shawn Mendes in Miami. All week, 9, noon, 3, and 5 at about 5 after or so, or 12. Caller number 97 instantly gets a pair of tickets to see Shawn in Oakland this July. And then you're in the running for the grand prize trip for two to Miami. If you want to be part of this, you need to call us now. Caller number 97, 800-400-3697. Whom has left to do some kind of speechifying somewhere?
Who's he doing a speech for?
You know, I can't remember exactly. It's something to do with children.
Oh.
And there was a couple other people that were supposed to be there, including the mayor of San Francisco, who I understand canceled.
Well, she heard Hooman was going to speak, so she was...
I don't know about that.
She was like, oh, Hooman's going to be there?
All the words will be said by the time I get there. He'll start it. When I was 3, right. In Persia, well... Let me start by explaining this situation. Persia ended up becoming Iran, but...
But for 2,000
right.
years, it was Persia, so...
So
we
she
still
went,
call it Persia.
I can't sit through that story.
Yeah. She probably already had to sit through it once.
They used to be neighbors.
Yeah, and she probably heard that story.
London was like, neighbors with Hooman?
Yeah, was Hooman, it in the building? Hooman I forgot did, the story.
I don't know,
maybe,
but they lived very close
building.
By, and she recognized him immediately when we...
And what, turn around? Oh, no, she was trapped.
Well, we talked to her at one of these things that we went to, and she goes, hey, you're my neighbor. You're my old neighbor. And he's like, huh? What? Where? And she's like, well, Turk, back there. Back then, way long ago.
Oh.
And then he was like, oh, yeah, I remember you.
He does not. He would have told us a long time before.
I can't believe he hasn't told us already. Yeah. Anyway, Hooman had to go do some speech for some children. And Brandon is answering the phone, so our intern. So you get to talk to Brandon.
I like that, Brandon.
You might actually know what caller you are as well.
Does good work.
Him. Yeah.
Hey, I wanted to mention this as I was just looking on, I was doing some research about the storms we've had.
Yes.
This is from the Sacramento Bee. You know, I'll just give that as a where I got the info.
Mm-hmm.
Tahoe has had 45 feet of snow on the season.
Oh, my
Whoa.
God.
Tahoe in February got 23 feet of snow. Just February.
It's incredible. It's great.
45 feet on the season, and it's not done.
Mm-mm. Oh, no. Like you said, all next week it's going to rain, too.
Yeah.
It's great news. It's really welcome news. It's funny because my brother is totally over the rain. And I'm trying, you know, everyone's over it, but, you know, we need to appreciate the rain. We need all the rain. We certainly need all the snow we can get. But he works in Petaluma, and they're not hearing of it. They're like, you need to stop talking like that. Like, we need this rain.
Oh,
right.
Really?
Yeah. She's like, you...
Put that boy in his place.
Yeah. You haven't had to, you know, only wash your car on odd...
You can't water your beautiful lawn.
You can't water your beautiful lawn. You can't
do
anything.
Take a bath once
right.
a month.
Let it mellow.
Right.
I only wash my butt and armpits.
That's it.
Knock it off.
It's a horse bath.
Yes.
Right. Anyway, so there's your snow totals. 45 feet.
Yeah. Ooh.
Let's get it up to 60. Come on. We can do better.
Well, the problem is if they can't handle it and other things are going on, it just creates more issues.
Yeah, but we can use it all summer long.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, that sounded fun.
Jeez, that is ripping across the sky.
You're probably scaring people in their cars.
Yeah, don't be scared.
408 says, damn it, Sarah, I'm 11 weeks pregnant. Please sugarcoat it for me.
No, I'm not doing it. You're going to, listen, you are going to love that baby. And you're going to love the joy that the kid brings to you. But will you be happier overall? I don't know. You'll be more worried. Everything in your life will take on bigger import.
707 says, get the Porsche, Vinny. Just make the same payment as the Porsche to the college fund. So that way, in 5 years, the Porsche is paid for and the discipline of college fund stays. You drive a fun road. Why not do it in a Porsche? Yeah. Oh, God, I want to so bad. So badly.
You can't have nice things. Stop.
You have no idea
how I don't want him to have fast things.
Yeah, well, you know, any car is really too fast for Vinny.
That's not true.
You can't definitely can't fit a surfboard
in there. I can't make
there.
That van do crap. It's not fast. It's not.
It's big. You driving that in?
No.
Okay. You're back to the
but I drive
Mercedes.
It. Yeah, but I drive it as soon as I leave here. Mm-hmm. As soon as I get home. That's my car. Mm-hmm. I think the hot dog thing is being misunderstood. 5 bites or less is rude, not more. What? I forget the fast fact now.
It was... If it takes you more than 5 bites to eat a hot dog, it's a breach of
etiquette. It's bad etiquette.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I mean, how many bites can you take?
At least 10.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can. That never works. Except for Bryn makes it work sometimes. That guy's a liar.
Little John, not me.
Uh-huh.
I love the two-year-old stage. They're little, funny, think the world of you, strollers, love them. Discovers things that you don't see. Yes, I agree, 9, 10-year-old are great too.
You know, and it's all great. And sometimes, like, the moments of bliss with a teenager are so few and far between that they actually stand out so, like, when you get an unsolicited hug, which, you know, my kids used to crawl all over, like, I just held them and tickled them and loved them all the time, and all of a sudden... It's actually way harder than I thought it was going to be. Like, I crave that physical contact with them, and I never get it anymore. So when I do, once in a while, you know, and my kids are taller than me, and they fold me up in their arms, and I'm just like, oh, my God, I don't want to, like, act like I like this too much because I don't want them to stop doing it. Like, I have a whole mental conversation with myself. Don't act like you like it too much.
Sheesh.
I don't want to scare them off.
Let's see here. The guy who just bought the Alliance of American Football is the owner of the Tampa Bay Lightning hockey team.
Oh. So he's a billionaire. $250 is nothing to him.
Nothing. You don't lose sleep during the first 6 years if you co-sleep. I slept pretty much through the night with my second, who is now 4.5. With new babies, you just stick a boob in their mouth and you're back to sleep within 30 seconds. Co-sleeping for the win.
I did a lot of that. I still didn't get a lot of sleep.
408 says, Heineken isn't German. What's Heineken?
Netherlands.
Oh, they're all the same.
Yeah, sure. They
come
are.
On.
I'm sure they would love to hear that.
510 says, love that Vin and Bryn are rocking out to Baby Shark.
Yeah.
I will say this. Don't play it now, but because he showed me his daughter, Bryn's daughter, Diamond, loves that song.
She does love it.
And he showed me the cutest. It's like this grainy video, you know, from grandma's old ass phone or whatever. And the kid is just, she's doing all the moves and she's just so into it. It's just, there's something about a kid. I sat and listened to the whole song. I can't stand the song. I sat and listened to the whole thing because I was just watching the baby dance. Baby's dancing. What's cuter than that?
I was watching someone posted on whatever media it was. A little boy must have been 2 years old learning the Thriller video.
Oh.
And he was doing all these moves. I was just like, that is adorable. I watched it like 4 times. So
aww.
Cute.
Kids are so cute.
Yeah,
there's one going around right now with this kid in hockey gear. He's 4 years old. And his dad is, I guess maybe because this kid just talks to himself constantly. This kid never shuts up. So he mics the kid's helmet or somewhere on the kid's body and tapes every... So this kid's out on the ice skating, mm-hmm. and it's just on and on and on.
What's
I mean,
he saying? Is he talking about what's happening?
Oh,
is this
on.
It?
Here's some of it. That's how he skates.
Oh.
Jeez.
Just... in the middle of the ice.
He's completely out of control. All right. Well,
love it.
Those are the cutest parts. Usually he goes.
What'd he say?
Let me go, you old fat can.
He starts going, I want to go to McDonald's. Dad, can we go to McDonald's? Oh, it's cute. It's just, I think we put that up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, didn't we?
Yeah.
707 says, are we going to talk about how Amy Schumer has openly admitted to sexually assaulting someone? Please don't ignore that just because she's a woman. Men
Amy
are victims
Schumer?
Of
Amy Schumer?
Sexual assault, too. Shouldn't,
I don't know.
She shouldn't get a free pass just because she says she's a feminist and claims to support the Me Too thing.
What did she do?
I have no idea what that person's talking about.
I wonder if they're mistaking it for Lena Dunham.
Oh.
Yeah, Lena Dunham said when she was a little girl, she did something to her sister. You put a pebble somewhere.
And she wrote it in her book.
Right. She was little.
She wasn't little enough.
How old was she?
I don't remember, but I remember it being like, whoa, dude. You're like a 12-year-old or something.
12?
I think she was older, yeah.
No, that's no good.
It's not good at all anyway.
No.
Even if you're young, that's, I mean, you...
But at least if a 6-year-old does it, you're like... Well, they're 6. I'll just tell them don't do that anymore. And,
ever again.
Right.
Ever.
I'm seeing a story that Amy Schumer told Oprah she was sexually assaulted, but not the other way around.
Hmm.
Yeah, they may
Well, she
have.
Wouldn't tell Oprah about it.
Well, texters don't always get stuff right.
That's true. And neither do we, so.
Yeah.
Well. Oh, how fun.
What?
Look at this. Happy anniversary. I don't listen to you guys as much anymore because I have work to do and I can't listen to you all blather on no matter how hilarious and awesome. We met for the first time 20 years ago at this CQDQ. I wore it for breast cancer walk a couple years later. Just found it in the basement. Congratulations on still being around and quite frankly, killing it at life. Longtime fan.
Aww.
Sonia.
Thanks,
and it's
Sonia.
Look at the shirt.
Oh, let's see. Oh, it's a boob shirt.
It's from one of my band's shows.
CQDQ Bet Payoff Bimbo's 365 Club, February 26, 1999.
Mm-hmm.
How funny. Is this the one that you did with, who was that? What was that guy's name? Like, Wordsworth Turnblatt.
Oh, Rufus Wainwright.
Rufus Wainwright. I knew it was something like that.
I think it is. Yes.
Yeah.
I think it is.
He was so pissed that night because he just didn't realize he was playing a sold out show because Vinny had sold the show out.
Right.
Well, that was.
And then he was like mad because after Vinny's band played, everyone just was milling around talking. And he's like, hello, I'm up here.
He is a legit musician.
Turnblatt. No, I'm sure he is.
Like, and his dad's a legit musician, too.
Yeah, I remember
but
that.
But that just wasn't the
story.
Venue for him. It's no. just
well,
unfortunate.
Well, he didn't know. He
right.
thought he was playing a sold-out show in San Francisco and had nothing to do with him. Poor guy.
My band. Killed it that night.
You did. Boobs are cool. Copacabana, I think, is the song you had to play.
Oh, yeah, it was so
remember,
good.
It just started over like 4 times.
Yeah.
Well, it's hard.
Lola.
It's hard for me to
she
remember
was a
that
show
stuff.
Girl.
Oh, I love it.
They kept like going, now. Sing now.
Drummer Drew. He'd be like, do
and
this.
And Lewis was in the band
He'd
too,
do
right?
a fill to lead
sort
me
of.
In, and then they'd all just be like, ah, you missed it again.
Well, we'll play that part again.
Take two. Take three.
Well, I remember, I truly remember being on the stage just taking in this sold out Bimbos mm-hmm. audience. Like, it's so cool. We sold this. I'm on stage at Bimbos.
Yep.
Ooh. There's a spotlight on me right now, and look
I'm
at all the
star.
People.
I should probably start singing.
That never entered my mind.
Going back to the Amy Schumer thing, I'm reading an article that she had said that she went over to some guy's dorm room. He was wasted. She had sex with him. Even in her own mind, she's not sure she's justified in having sex with this wasted guy.
Okay.
Hmm.
So you can figure it out for yourself if you want to find it.
Has the guy said anything? Did he come forward?
I didn't get that much into it. Did he give consent to that?
Well, did he
was
put moves on
did
her?
She...
Yeah, who knows? So, yeah. Listen, just don't have sex with wasted people, I think is a pretty good rule of thumb. Chances are they're going to remember things differently than you did.
if at all, right?
Don't. Mm. Just let's just say. Let's just say that, and we'll just be when we can move on with our day.
Right.
Speaking of.
Oh, it's time. All right, we're back in a sec.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Mm-hmm. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Use that. Your drive home should be far less harrowing than your drive
in. I'm very excited.
To drive home?
That it's not crazy weather right here.
I know. Well, I hope it remains that way down the peninsula. How is the work going at Casa Salazar?
It's going. It's hard to get around the house because, you know, there's furniture everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Plastic everywhere. Stuff on the hardwood floors.
Isn't your bedroom
everywhere.
Okay? Can't you just hide in there?
Yeah, that's where I'm hiding.
Okay.
In the bedroom.
So they got all the upstairs work done.
No, upstairs work needs to be done next. Oh. I had a conversation with Vic from Carpeteria.
Vic, what's up?
So Carpeteria. We're hoping to get him in hopefully next week or the week after to do the carpeting.
I see.
But these guys downstairs hopefully will be finished by the end of the week.
Oh, hopefully. That'd be great.
Yeah. They're all very nice people, too.
Well, sure, of course. But it's tough having a work crew in your house.
Well, and there she is in her satin short robe with the furry heels.
Sure, right. Yeah. And my, don't forget my crown.
Oh. Right.
And my wand.
I was thinking your curlers and your...
Can I get you boys some lemonade?
Yes, hey, that's boy. What I say, lemonade. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's hot, thirsty work.
As a matter of fact, why don't you get me some?
Oh. Well.
Okay. So have a great day.
Three men in my house at one time. It could be my dream come true.
I was going to say, this is terrible.
Yikes.
Hey, Vinny, Survivor tonight.
Oh.
Do not worry. I will watch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm locked.
Yeah,
I'm into it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Have a great day, you guys, and we'll see you back here on Thursday.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.